Blog Talk Radio.
And he shall reign forever and ever. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministry Presents, Reverend Donald Davis. Today, Sunday, April 24th, Resurrection Sunday. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and of our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's a reminder. We will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have questions, please feel free to email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com, or our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Good evening and welcome once again on this Resurrection Sunday. The House of Christ Ministry present Reverend Donald Davis. Opening prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you tonight thanking you and praising you for the privilege to host this show and to proclaim your begotten Son, Jesus Christ, throughout the world. Father, I pray that someone somewhere will be touched by the teaching of the fivefold ministry. I love you and I thank you that I'm united with Jesus Christ and spiritually alive in him. I choose not to love the world and the things of the world. I crucify the flesh and all its passion in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the life that I now have in Christ Jesus. Fill me with the Holy Spirit, so that I can be guided through this show. Let the Holy Spirit speak through me as I submit to you. I declare my total dependency on you and take a stand against Satan and all his lying ways. In the name and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command Satan and all evil spirits to release their hold on me in order that I can be free to know and choose to do the will of God. As a child of God who is seated with Christ in the heavenly places, I declare that every enemy of the Lord Jesus Christ in my presence be bound. Satan and all demons cannot inflict any pain or prevent God's will from being done in my life because I belong to Jesus Christ. Amen and praise the Lord tonight. I am the resurrection and the life. And as we celebrate Resurrection Day today, Christians all over the world have been celebrating, and I do pray that we all take it seriously. Before I get into the lessons, I would like to share with you a scripture reading from Isaiah 53. What believer report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when he shall see, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one of his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before the shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, and he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall seek of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide his spoil with the strong, because he had poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. We will take a short break, and we will come right back.
Oh,
and he shall reign forever and ever. Welcome once again to House of Christ Ministries presents Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We are proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission, and we encourage each and every one to take up the mantle and to spread the good news about Jesus Christ and salvation. Time is short, my fellow brethren, and we need to do what is necessary to win souls for the kingdom of God. God is good to us that he gave his only begotten Son who died on the cross for our sins. So we should honor that, the Great Commission, that we should go forth and preach the gospel throughout the world and not be afraid to do so. So God bless you tonight, and as we continue on this journey to explain the fivefold ministry, tonight we're going to be discussing the apostle, and if time permits, we will go through to speak about the prophet. If not, as a reminder, our shows will go on Wednesdays and then Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So let us get into the lesson, and welcome once again to House of Christ Ministries present Reverend Donald Davis. I'm your host tonight from Elmont, New York. When Jesus ascended to heaven, he gave certain gifts to people, one of which is the apostle. And if we take a look at Ephesians 4, verse 8, which says, "Wherefore, he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men." The apostle is a gift to the church given from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And if we go further into Ephesians 4, verses 11 through 16, which says, "And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love." The apostle was given to the church to help to perfect the church for the work of the ministry and for the edifying or building up of the body of Christ. According to Ephesians 4 verse 11, the apostle is the first of these gifts. In the Greek, it is apostolos, pronounced apostolos, meaning delegate, an ambassador of the gospel, officially a commissioner of the gospel, messenger, one that is sent. An apostle may be commissioned to go to a specific geographical area or a specific group of people, or they may be sent with a certain message or teaching to restore truth that were lost in the church. Jesus Christ gave the name apostles to his disciples, and if we take a look at Luke 6, verse 13, it says, "And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles." And Jesus Christ was the first apostle. In the Greek, the word apostle means ambassador, messenger, and he that is sent. Jesus Christ was the special messenger and an ambassador of the gospel. Jesus Christ was sent by the Father with a special commission to die for the world. And if we take a look at John 3:16, for God so loved the world, and it shows us how much he do care for us, or else he would not send his son Jesus to die for our sins. Hebrews 3 verse 1 says, "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of your profession, Jesus Christ." So Jesus Christ was truly an apostle, and he operated in every area of the fivefold ministry. But where there are only 12 apostles, there is a prevailing teaching today that there was only 12 apostles. Yet the Bible, which is God's holy word, tells us of many others. Many do not accept the call of the apostle today because of fear and misunderstanding of the authority and the function of the apostolic call. Some ministry leaders are concerned that such a powerful call would cause the people to leave their ministries and follow the apostles. Often, these leaders who resist the apostolic call find themselves in the position of Saul of Tarsus, persecuting Jesus Christ due to a lack of understanding. Apostles are actually a blessing to ministries and churches. This is because apostles add to the overall growth of churches and ministries in the area they have been commissioned to work in. This is due to the breakthrough that happens when apostles begin to function in the call on their lives. Multitudes are released and begin to come to Christ, as well as the church has restored to them the spiritual accoutrements, includes power, anointing, and gifts of the Holy Spirit, giving them the ability to function and break through to people that were resistant in times past. There are more than the original 12 apostles. The 12 apostles are called the apostles of the Lamb. And at this time, we will take a short break and come right back. God omnipotent reigneth. Father, we thank you once again as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. Welcome once again to Dose of Christ Ministries presents Reverend Donald Davis, Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministries. Let us go back to the lesson the break, we spoke about there are more than the original 12 apostles. The 12 are called the apostles of the Lamb. And if we take a look at Revelation 21, verse 14, which says, "And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb." Throughout the New Testament, we see those called to be those called to the apostolic work. I will use Paul and Barnabas as examples. And if we take a look at Acts 14, verse 14, which says, "Which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of this, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out." There were other apostles in the early church beside the 12, and they are still apostles today. Unfortunately, there are always people who believe that someone can appoint you to be something, or you can call yourself something, and then you are magically what someone says or what you believe. This is not true of the apostolic call. You cannot be made an apostle. Rather, you must be called. In Romans 1, verse 1, Paul states that he was called, and it reads, "Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God." Again, apostles are not called of men. Rather, their call is of the will of God. And if we take a look at Galatians 1, verse 1, which says, "Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by men, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead." Just because someone says that they are an apostle does not mean that they are. Rather, their works will declare their call. Many who are called to be apostles don't fit in the basic box that we call the local church. They are called to be reformers, called to bring change into the very church that they do not fit. This is why most apostles cannot be made by men, for they usually come against the apathetic and indifferent ways of the church towards God. They are usually not into tradition. For much of the reason they are called is to destroy the traditions of men that bring death to the things of God. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28 tells us that the apostle is first. It reads, "And God had set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, and after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, government, diversities of tongues." It is no coincidence that the apostolic call is first, for it opens the way through deliverance and breakthrough for the other ministries to function. Apostles must first break through the demonic resistance in an area before there is the need for the other ministry calls. There is no need of prophets who point the way if there are no people to set God's vision before. There is no need for evangelists if the eyes of the people are blinded by the God of this world, thus hindering them from receiving the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is no need for the pastor if there are no souls that have been saved. There is no need for teachers if there is no one who has come to Christ to instruct in the ways of God. Apostles bring the breakthrough which opens the way and causes the need for the other cause, which necessitates that they come first. It is in prayer that the apostle gains spiritual strength, direction, purpose, and power. They need constant revitalization from the Lord because they are often warring against the enemy and dispensing of the saints of God. It is in prayer that they are poured into by the Holy Spirit. We will take a short break at this time and we'll come right back. Once again to the House of Christ Ministries, present the Reverend Donald Davis, Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and the Various Ministry Calling. I must remind you once again that we will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have questions, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. At the break, we were discussing the prayer that the apostle must all times stay in prayer. It is in prayer that they are poured into by the Holy Spirit. And if we take a look at Acts 2, verses 41 through 47, which says, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." Apostolic prayer is not basic petition or intercession. Rather, it involves intercession and petition that is directly related to breakthrough and deliverance. Whenever there is an apostolic intercessory prayer, there is most often growth in the body of Christ. The apostles prayed before most things, causing the apostolic anointing to flow, which in turn released the deliverance and breakthrough anointing even on the people they laid hands on. When God's people lose, for whatever reason, truths that he intends for them, he sends forth someone to restore those truths. It is God's principle of restoration. The sent or commissioned one is usually an apostle. The word apostle in the Greek is apostolos, which I told you that earlier, pronounced apostolos, which means a delegate, ambassador of the gospel, officially a commissioner of Jesus Christ with miraculous powers, a messenger or he that is sent. Apostles are men or women of God of faith and teach faith, for it is through the doorway of faith that the miraculous and impossible are made possible. This leads us to the apostles' doctrine. But what is it? The word doctrine in Greek, pronounced didache, meaning instruction, the act or the matter, or what is thought. Apostles teach what Jesus Christ taught, including the supernatural things that the church often loses over time, and due to the fear of men. They do not only talk about the supernatural, rather they teach it, either through example or through biblical instructions. Again, apostles teach restoration. When the church loses certain truths, God sends an apostle to restore that truth. Apostles often declare what they have come to restore. Whenever an apostle is sent by the Lord, they come with a declaration of truth about the anointing that they are bringing. Jesus Christ declared that he was called to do in Luke 4, verse 18 to 19, which says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Jesus Christ was the first apostle of restoration. He restored right relationships with God for all people who would desire it. In doing this, he also restored man's original position of authority and power. Apostles are often the people whom God sends to help birth revival. The word revival, the root word comes from the root word revive, which in the Hebrew is pronounced kaya, which means to live, make alive, quicken, nourish up, preserve, recover, repair, restore, be whole. True revival brings restoration. God is restoring the church's authority, power, and dominion. Apostles often persecuted. due to the impact of their breakthrough and deliverance commission. And if we take a look at Acts 14, verse 19 to 20, which says, "And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe." Throughout the book of Acts, we can observe the persecution that the enemy sent at the apostles and those who worked with them. Yet through it all, God showed himself strong through his servants, those called to the apostolic, often suffer hardship to carry this powerful anointing. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 9 to 13 says, "For I think that God had set forth us the apostles last, as it were appointed to death, for we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised. Even unto this present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place, and labor, working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. Being defamed, we entreat. We are all made as the filth of the world, and are the offscouring of all things unto this day." This is no easy call. And those who are called to it learn humility through the circumstances that this call presents. Many want the power of God to be displayed in their lives. But apostles understand that the power of God is laid on the foundation of the character of Jesus Christ. Humility is one of the greatest attributes of the apostle. This is often brought about through the persecutions that arise against them due to the level of breakthrough that they bring and the damage that they do to the enemy's kingdom. For those who are called to this office, I recommend that you begin to try to emulate Jesus Christ's character in all things. There are signs that identify an apostle. Each apostle may not demonstrate the same signs, but there should be evident in their lives some supernatural power. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 12 says, "Truly, the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds." There will always be some area of supernatural breakthrough that will be an evidence or sign of apostleship in the life of a person. That supernatural breakthrough could be in healing, miracles. Apostles have been given the grace and authority to impart things to the body of Jesus Christ. They may impart the Holy Spirit, gifts, ministry, authority, and power to the church. This is often done by the laying on of the apostles' hand. The gifts are stirred up, loosed, and imparted to the people of God through the laying on of hands. Romans 1 verse 11 says, "For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established." And 1 Timothy 4 verse 14 says, "Neglect not the gift that I thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery." Laying on of hands can also impart reception of the Holy Ghost. Whenever the enemy has oppressed a people, a territory, a nation, a truth, a God-ordained principle, then God sends an apostle to break through. This call is resisted by the enemy more than any other call. When an apostle is risen up, great damage is done to the enemy's kingdom. Apostles often bind and loose and conduct spiritual warfare. They may not even be aware that their prayer life is the battleground wherein they wage war against the enemy. To be risen up, an apostle often goes through many challenging experiences. If they press through them, they will learn the strategies that they need to fulfill their calls. Apostles are commissioned to go to certain territories, jurisdictions, to certain people or group, as mentioned in Romans 11, verse 13. Nations are birthed for certain truth. Their call can be in certain place to carry and birth a certain truth or to minister to a particular group. If that apostle does not go to whom they are sent, where they are sent, they will find that apostolic anointing will not work where they are presently working. It flows in the place and to the people that the apostle is called to minister to. We will take a short break and we will come right back.
Yeah.
Kings of Kings, Lords of Lords, welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries, present Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have a question, you could write to us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. As we continue our journey in the fivefold ministry and proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world, today, Resurrection Sunday, April 24th, 2011. And I just want to remind you that every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m., we are on the air at Blog Talk Radio. We encourage you to visit our websites at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. We also encourage you to visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, at www.riversofrevival.com. And we will go right back to the lesson as we wrap up tonight with the basic apostolic qualifications. This call usually comes after you have functioned in all the other areas of the fivefold ministry gifts: the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, in some capacity. Signs that point to the fact that you are called are: you may have a desire to see restoration or revival so much so that it burns heavy in your heart. God may have trained you in the secular world to be a multifaceted leader. This is important because an apostle functions in all of the other fivefold callings. You will have an ability to stand for truth regardless of what everyone else is saying around you. The ability to stand alone for God is a key for the spiritual post that requires great humility. A strong prayer life and study must also be part of who you are. A willingness to go when and where God wants to send you. A willingness to do the unusual for God and not be concerned with how you are perceived. A desire to birth new things and a standard of holiness. An ability to develop a work from nothing. Gifts of the Spirit are usually very prominent with this ministry. Usually, but not always, all of the gifts of the Spirit operate at some time and level based on the particular work of that apostolic call, an ability to go to foreign places and build a ministry for the Lord. You may not meet every one of the above qualifications, yet you will find that most of them are common in the call of the apostle. Once again, I thank you for those listening, and I thank God for the opportunity to present this show to you. And we encourage you to join us every Wednesday and Sunday at 9 p.m. We would like to thank you once again. And as a reminder, that the Mercy Outreach Ministries, which is also affiliated to the House of David Ministry, is a prison letter ministry established by Minister Michael Landry, and he's currently seeking women to minister through letters and be a mother figure to the young inmates in the prison system. If you would like to participate, you may contact Minister Michael Landry at 718-682-7121. And once again, I want to thank you for listening. And as we celebrate Resurrection Day today, we must take it very seriously and submit to the calling of God. Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you for this opportunity to host your show tonight, Father. And on this Resurrection Day, O God, as we celebrate throughout the world the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, we submit ourselves to you, and we pray that the Holy Spirit will dwell within us, and that we'll get clarity to things that we don't understand, the mysteries of the gospel, and all that happened. Father, we thank you once again, and we pray, O God, that these lessons will touch some souls, that they will bring it closer to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you once again. We pray, O God, that you'll continue to bless us and to keep us in the hollow of your hands as we submit to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you once again. In Jesus' name, amen. I call on my fellow Christians, let us make a difference and let us go forth and proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and honor the Great Commission as stated in Matthew 28 verse 19, which says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. God bless you, and have a wonderful night, and see you next Wednesday at 9 p.m. God bless you all.
Amen.